da 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 Number 300 episode 300, people. It's a lot like that movie 300, you know, except fewer Spartans, a lot less war. So here we are, day one, 2024. That's my new theme song, I think. Like, it's very evocative of the Blues Brothers, how they used to come out at the beginning of their shows. Jake and Elwood Blues, a.k.a. Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, when they'd come out at the beginning of a concert. And it was, I think it was Aykroyd had the silver briefcase handcuffed to him. And then he had the key that he gave to Belushi. Belushi opened up the case, and inside the case was a harmonica. And then he would unlock unlock the handcuffs, and then Aykroyd would go to work on that harmonica, bam, 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 you know, and then he'd start just wailing into that Jew's harp, you know what I'm saying? And then you'd have yourself something. Then you got yourself something here, little intro, little build-up. So how's it going to go down for 2024? Happy New Year, you motherfuckers. Yep. Mm-hmm. This is the beginning. It's like I saw a meme the other day. It said cavemen be like, year 7 be my year. Like, fuck, man. I've already blown it. Is 2025 my year? 2025 is my year. I already blew it. I already fucked up. Gosh darn. But what else? How's it going, man? Did you make it? Did you survive last night? Or what happened? Did you just sit around? Did you play some board game? You know what they call board game, right? Because it's fucking boring. Or what'd you do? Did you sit around with, like, in a Miller Lite commercial with some friends and some sweaters and got a little fire going, you play a little Jenga, a little Parcheesi, I don't even know what that is, or did you go out and just get belligerent, just get ridiculously stupid drunk, probably not, I don't know, it seems to be going away, the whole notion of just getting blitzed is, it seems to be more and more like an antiquated notion, right? You know, I mean, there are times, you know, you could look back and you go, boy, that was a fun time. But, you know, it's fueled by something that is unsustainable, right? So you just do it on special occasions. Like last night, you fucking souse, you juice head, you screw head, you fucking... I'm just kidding. The last good New Year's Eve I had, I was down in San Diego, and we rented a hotel room, and I went down there by myself, which that I think about it, it's like, how did, back in the day, man, before cell phones, before the internet, you know, you just send your kid off to, like, Southern California, like, you know, 400 miles away in a car that... might make it there, should make it there. Hopefully, you get a map. You got a map? You got a Thomas guide? Because there's no phones. What do you need to pull over and get a payphone? What's that? And drove all the way down there to my buddy, my roommate's. Was he? I, was he my roommate at the time? He's a buddy of mine on the team. We were both runners, but we all pooled our money and got a hotel room. And it was one of those situations where it was a unique kind of a downtown hotel. So it wasn't one of those, wasn't a motel, you know, like the Colony Inn or some shit, you know, where it's like you need like actual proof of ID or something, you know? So we got this place, and then, and it had a, I remember it having a big bar in the lobby on the first floor. There might've been a restaurant, but who's there to eat? Like, get the fuck out of my face with that. We eat, we even worry about, you're 19. You're like, oh, what, are we going to eat tonight? Or, you know, like who's even setting up for that? Like, we're just there to get just blasted, man. So we bellied up to the bar, and the only prerequisite was that you have a key to one of the rooms. You didn't have to have ID. You just had to have a key. I believe that we still paid for the drinks, but in lieu of like an ID, I guess they just assumed like because you're old enough to get a hotel that you're old enough to drink. Because now it's like when my son goes down to SoCal, he gets those motels where like you don't need to be 21, right? So I think they, you know, you gotta put up like a $800 deposit and like some of your luggage or something. But we just sauntered into this bar, 19-year-old, like 19, and I looked 19 when I was 19. I didn't look like I was 23. Right, but there we are, just knocking back a couple of beers, just quaffing some suds, and it got a little crazy, got a little out of hand, and we were just, you know, you're just kind of making out with random people, you know. Then upstairs, a fight broke out right in the middle, literally in the middle of the room, and it was like a big melee, like a huge, just a scrum. It was like a rugby. It was like a rugby tournament more. And then the proper authorities showed up and escorted us all out of the facilities. And we drove home that night. We probably got home, I don't know, 2, 3 a.m. I don't know. Still hadn't eaten. I don't remember eating. Who does that, right? But it's different now, man. It's different. Like, I've been seeing a lot, like, prior to New Year's Eve, there's cops on the road. Like, I think they had their quota to fill, and they're like, I'm gonna nab some of these fucking screwheads. But so what do you got? What's on tap though? Like, you got some resolutions? Do people even do that anymore? Do people, you know, like, I'm gonna stop drinking. I'm gonna stop stealing Amazon packages. I'm going to stop picking my teeth with old business cards. I don't know. Nowadays, you know, it's like, okay, I've gotten to a point personally, depending on where you are at, the whole hierarchy, the whole dichotomy of things is like, depending on where you come from in life. Like me, I'm at a certain point where it's like, I need to, not be involved in dumb shit. Not, you know, that there's a certain point in your life after the age of 50, you should know better. Like, and so it's, sometimes it's like when I play golf, my golf game is like, I don't have to birdie or par every hole. I just don't get worse than a six. And if I go out with that mindset, just don't be a fuck up. You'll do all right. You'd be surprised how well you do. And, but yeah, after a certain age, like if you're over 50 and you got a DUI, like that's on you. That's, you knew better. You know, you've had a lot of, I've been driving now, well, since I was 16, so it's that 36 years. So you should know, 36 years of driving, you should know better. If you get pulled over, that's your fault, dum-dum. okay? And so yeah, just the whole notion, I mean, doesn't mean I'm not I'm not above doing ridiculous, like when I go to the gym in the morning, like it looks out over the pool and shit and the spa, and then there's like a big fountain there, a big one of those big kind of like Ponce de Leon type looking Florida the New World type fountains, you know, and it's just going, it's a target, you know. I've got some bath bombs. I started buying a lot of bath bombs for my lady. And I just want to bath bomb the fuck out of that fountain, right? And that's, you know, that's like a victimless crime. Really? Is that bad? You know, it's fun. It's entertaining. You know? So there's certain things, you know, when you get to a certain age where you're just like, you know, you should know better. Well, that would be fun. That doesn't hurt anybody. It's a victimless crime, right? But, yeah, I'm just at that juncture now where it's like, I was thinking to myself too, sitting in on the treadmill and shit like that. You're just like I'm usually late to the game on a lot of stuff, right? So this is all stuff that I, you know, when I ran in my teens, you know, like it was prep, it was good prep work. I was kind of laying the groundwork for a healthier life, But there was like a big valley in between, a big lull where I did a lot of smoking, drinking, eating a lot of bad foods. Literally, like, I mean, when you say eating like garbage, like it was virtually like, it was almost like literal garbage, like just garbage, just like fucking like, you know, like those like Danish fucking butter horns and those fucking pack, you know, like that shit that you see, like that are like in, oh, it's got that yellow old frosting, you know, that kind of, oh fuck, like you see like at every convenience store, like regardless of status, regardless of how shitty that gas station is, you'll find some of those Danish fucking, like I could just mow those down, like without, I'm just thinking to myself, man, I've earned this or something. I don't know. But, yeah. So early on, you know, it was like you were eating to live. Now I live to eat. I think kind of. Cause like, we're going to a steakhouse tonight and it's a Brazilian steakhouse. So it's borderline trendy, but at the same time, like, it's like, it kind of isn't as well, because I know, like, I'm a fan of, like, funky-ass, off-the-cuff, weird ways of doing shit, and, so, I think, I could be wrong, but Francis Malman, the great Argentinian chef, is the one that's kind of credited with this big movement of this whole flame and fire cooking, outdoor, high grill, high fire, large grill, with pineapples dangling from strings and stuff like that. I think he kind of revolutionized or kind of brought that into popularity, into the culinary world. And, so I'm going to indulge on that shit. And it's like, as I was prepping my lady, I was telling her, like, there is no fucking, like, can I get a side of this, and can I get it cooked this way, and can I get it medium well? Like, there's no fucking medium well. Like, no, you get what you get. It's like, it's going to be, from my understanding, now, I've never been there, but it's going to be barbaric. It's going to be like Valhalla. It's going to be like, you're just draped in, like, big horned helmets, and just stacks of meat, just dripping blood. And I'm sorry if you're vegetarian, I'm sorry if you have an issue with carnivores and stuff, but it's gonna get wild. Like this is like, buckle up, man. Like, there's no special substitutes. It's just like a pot, just a mountain, okay? And just, it's going to be flowing. It's going to be good. But, so now, yeah, I eat to live, but I live to eat. Now I live to eat. I've turned the corner. And, so this is what I guess this is what I should look forward to. This is what I am looking forward to. This is what, instead of going out and just getting blitzed, just like acting stupid, and I don't know, yeah, that whole cliche, you know, hindsight's 20/20, like, it's just, I don't know, it's overdone, it's been done, but something else that I'm mindful, that I have to be mindful about, is that now that I am of that age, right, past the century mark, Jesus Christ, man, slow down. No, past the half century mark. It's dawned on me that the damage I did in between my years of fitness and my current attempt at fitness is and when I say attempt, it's like I think it hurts. It's probably not as bad as other I don't do a very tough regimen, but probably tougher than some, but not as tough as others. But it's like, I'm basically like, funneling water out of the boat, right? Like all the years of neglect, my mid-30s, just eating with reckless abandon, just whatever. Now I'm like emptying the boat. The boat's got a little leak in it, so I'm just pouring water out of the boat. But I'm trying to get to that point now where, see, my thinking, my theory is this: the body you take into old age is the one you leave with. So you have to go in, like, and what I mean by that specifically is, like after, you know, when you're 60, like, there's no dramatic weight loss or weight gain, right? Like something happens, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's a scientific way to explain it, but it's like you don't have real extreme changes or there's no rapid weight gain, there's no rapid weight loss, you know what I mean? You ever notice that, like, older people, I mean, particularly after 65, it's like, there's no extreme, like, old people just don't gain a bunch of weight, right? Because they get into probably a groove of some sort where it's like, oh, I gotta eat my egg white omelet in the morning with some cottage cheese and a plum. Like, nah, fuck all, because that's not gonna, you know, if you do that every morning, you're gonna be fine. You're not gonna, there won't be a real dramatic shift in, you know, your health, your weight loss, anything like that. So you're on the hook for whatever you look like, probably from about age 54 on. So you want to get your shit together. Unless you want to carry in extra weight, or if you're at that point where it's like, you're just like, ah, fuck it. You know, I am going to be that guy in the Miller Lite commercial, that stupid beer ad, you know, that you see on New Year's Eve sitting around the fire in some stupid extra medium sweater that's like, you know, it's got that checkered kind of pattern on it, looking like it's probably might be a Christmas sweater, but it's like you've stretched it out pretty far because it's way out there because you got a big old snow globe belly going, and it's like, eh, it kind of looks like Rudolph on there, but it could also be like Sputnik, the Russian satellite. I don't know. What do you want out of me? But the point is, so what you're, and I'm not going to turn this into a wellness seminar, but like, it is incumbent upon you, like, to eat, or to prepare yourself anyway, to get yourself prepped for the later stages of life, right? Like, my point was, like, I've got to a point where I only eat kind of two things. I don't eat much. I don't eat much out of the house, right? Because my lady does all the shopping, and then if I don't go with her, she'll go off to Walmart. All right, and fuck Walmart, because that, look, if you're budgeting for food, you don't have to go to Walmart. Understand that. But she comes back with this fucking meat with that's just full of antibiotics, full of just fucking, you know, steroids and shit, right? And but her thing is, like, I don't know, she brought home some cube steak, and I don't know why she bring, like, I, she's into like crock pot cooking and cube steaks this last week, and I'm like no, be better than the Walmart cube steak, right? So hence we're going out to some motherfucking Brazilian fucking pineapple and fucking virtual raw meat, just tasting the food and not like having to nod and chew on it for like is that why Walmart food is that why it's more cost efficient, because you have to chew it more, because you have to just keep chewing just out like a cube steak? Fuck, like, fuck all that, you know? Like, if you're gonna eat something shitty, just go, like I saw this other thing I sent to my son, and it's a, let me see if I can find it here. I guess it was a meme. Yeah. But it's also look like a, like this guy's running this thing. It's a grilled cheese cart. It's a food stand, and it's just a simple yellow trailer, and it says it will serve $1 grilled cheese made with white bread, bulk cheese, bulk butter, and that's it. Greasy as hell, no options, no artisan, nothing. There will be no change. You give me $5, you're getting $5. You figure your own life out, it says. Like, that's brilliant. That's fucking brilliant. The simplicity of that. So good. And who doesn't like it? You know, like, grilled cheese is really just a brilliant little, like, there's really not much healthy or unhealthy. It's just there. It's just a filler. It's like plugging a dam. It's like a plugging a hole in the dam, right? Simple, basic ass cheese, white bread, and some bulk butter, and it's so simple. And so I sent that. I said, "Let's do this. Let's just do this." Like, that could be one of my things I'm gonna be going into next. I don't know. You never know. Don't try and make resolutions, because you know damn well it's not gonna pan out. It ain't gonna happen, right? So, but it's nice to kind of entertain things like that, some odd things, some silly little things. Like, but how, that's just fucking, you know, and you know you're, it's just the perfect, it's the perfect, most simplistic, like, you could even run it, like, you wouldn't even have to have the little mobile trailer of sorts. You could just run, like, maybe just run, I'll just run a speakeasy out of the apartment. I've got a built-in audience of like 200 apartments, 200 residents, right, contained inside this gated community. They're trapped, you know. And if I just run dollar grilled cheese sandwiches out the back door, fucking hell, who wouldn't? I would go there if I heard about that, you know. You don't advertise, you just kind of, it's word of mouth. It's like, you get a knock on your door. It's like, what's the password? Fucking government cheese. All right. How many you want? Give me 7. Okay. You get a 5 and 2 singles. Boom. Bob's your uncle. You know, not a huge profit margin, but it's brilliant. It's brilliant. But there you go. There's no, you know, if you're going to get crap food, fucking pay a dollar for it, right? And just It's whatever. Whatever. Then don't do it, okay? All right? Anyway, I think if I had to, okay, so if I had to, but if I had to make some kind of New Year's resolution, I think, I guess, I don't know, probably take risks, take a few more risks like that, but without being grandiose about it. Again, it would have to be under the radar, a little speakeasy. I'm going to talk much less this year. That seems to be always the kind of the staple or the trademark of like somebody that you, that you assume knows more, is like the less they talk, you know what I mean? Not the one that's always eager to answer, eager to like jump in and tell you and mansplain everything and tell you like, oh, you know. Like I was just rambling on about the whole, you know, the origin story of a Brazilian steakhouse. Who the fuck cares? Just go eat, just fucking enjoy it, right? But just or be, you know what I, or you know, at this point in my life, in my juncture, it's like you ever notice when you get up to a stoplight and there's an open spot on the front row, you know, that people naturally gravitate to pulling up to it, like, you know, in a two-lane, four-way stoplight, and you're trailing behind some maybe white SUV, but the lane next to you is abandoned. You just simply, I don't know, by reflex, it seems like people want to pull into that lane. I don't know, because people don't want stuff in their way, I guess. Maybe that's why I do it. I kind of do it, but it's like, what does that have to do with anything, Johnny? Nothing. It has nothing to do with anything. I'm just going to talk much less, okay? And I'm just going to, like, you know, still waters run deep, right? It's like when I first ran up to, when I went up to Humboldt, before the very first semester started, we went to we did kind of an informal running camp with the captain. The captain's dad had a cabin in Tahoe. And so we all met up there. Most of the team, I think all but maybe one or two guys, for a week of training at high altitude. And I just kept my, I just, I mean, being a freshman, I didn't know anybody. So I just kind of kept to myself, but it gave me a little bit of credibility that I wasn't just kind of just chiming in on random stuff and just, you know, just flapping my gums, just running my mouth, blah, blah, blah. What about, you know, I'm getting in this, no, bro. Like, nobody wants that guy. Nobody wants to deal with that guy. So I just kept to myself, and I think it gave myself kind of an air of legitimacy that I ran with it pretty well until I did start kind of remembering I was a freshman that didn't know anything and just started rambling on about nonsense and nothing, you know? But yeah, there's something to be said, I think, for just keeping your yap shut, man. Like those old sages, like those old guys out on the, you know, the it's always like a, it's always some kind of like, you know, like just that quietly confident person that just kind of comes in the room and you just kind of go, oh, okay, all right, he gets it, or they get it, or she gets it, or, you know, whatever. Even though you don't know anything, you know, it's the best bluff. It's the best bluff in the world. It's just not saying anything, right? But, and like I say, this is my 300th episode. I can't believe it's been 300. It seems odd to be talking about how I'm going to talk less after 300 episodes, but let's see where it takes me. Let's see where it goes. Let's see where this year goes. I think this is going to be an interesting year. I think there's going to be, I don't know. Is this going to be the year that I do take more risks by not talking, by running a grilled cheese speakeasy? I don't know, man. I don't know. My prediction for the year is that that it's gonna. I don't that 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 it's going to be that it's gonna be another. It's gonna be another year, and. Don't be fooled because don't be fooled by what you see, but be comforted by what you don't hear. Oh God, just shut up, man. Jesus Christ. Why do you gotta just jump in and say weird shit, man? That doesn't even make sense. Anyway, midnight's the same all across the globe. Don't let the time zones fool you. Even though it's already New Year's Day, Happy New Year's. And go Washington. I think they're going to beat Texas. And then who's it? Michigan and Alabama? Oh, fuck. Or is it Michigan? Yeah, Michigan and... Oh, fuck. All right. We got some good football ahead of us. Happy New Year. I got to go. I'll talk at you later. Arrivederci, baby.